We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249. From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Atascadero's State of the City event scheduled for February. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. 2026 marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released some guidelines for classrooms to celebrate this occasion. This will be presented to the board in its next meeting tonight, with the resolution honoring the semi-quincentennial to be discussed in February. The agenda for tonight says it is the expectation that teachers will utilize the resources and/or activities here every 2 weeks from February 1st through June 3rd. Activities are broken down by grade level, from interactive maps, reading books, and early bad U.S. history, and drawing for earlier grade levels. Later high school grade levels include analyzing demographics, voting rights data, debating then versus now topics, and producing documentaries on historic moments. This is only an information item with no needed action from the board. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced the annual State of the City event, scheduled for February 18th at the Colony Theater, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30. The event will feature remarks from local leadership highlighting economic development, business growth, and key initiatives shaping Atascadero's continued success. According to a release from the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce, attendees will also learn of current projects, long-term planning efforts, and the overall direction of the community. Ticket information can be found at atascadero chamber.org. Proceeds help offset the cost of hosting the event and support the Atascadero Chamber's efforts to serve the local business community. Downtown San Luis Obispo bar caught selling alcohol to minors. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A bar in downtown San Luis Obispo was caught selling alcohol to minors in an undercover operation conducted with the San Luis Obispo Police Department and California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Officers were entered four licensed businesses acting as patrons and observing whether the businesses checked identification at points of entry and the service of alcoholic beverages to individuals that appeared younger than 21 years old. In one location, F. McClintock on Higuera Street, officers observed four individuals who they believed to be under the age of 21 consuming alcoholic beverages. The four individuals were detained and all were found to be minors. All four were cited and police conducted a follow-up investigation with business staff. The case will be forwarded to the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control for further consideration of criminal and/or administrative actions filed against the employees and business. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its meeting tonight. City's fire department fleet includes three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, faithfully serving the community for over 20 years. Due to the increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, the city has ordered a new fire engine. You can attend the meeting tonight in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a public hearing this afternoon regarding the annual Transparent Review of Unjust Transfers and Holds Truth Act. The Truth Act outlines the role of local law enforcement in responding to immigration and customs enforcement requests. Sheriff Coroner Ian Parkinson and Assistant Chief Executive Officer Robert Reyes will be presenting the information at the hearing. The Sheriff's Office will provide information about ICE's access to incarcerated persons and receive and consider public comments. The Sheriff's Office says they received a total of 111 ICE requests in 2024 and 287 in 2025. Requests include detainer, notification, transfer, and interview requests, and are honored only if they met the legal criteria under California law. Zero requests were honored in 2024, and 83 were honored in 2025. The hearing will be held in the board's afternoon session. You can watch online if you cannot attend in person, or use the overflow rooms as a large crowd is expected. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, yesterday the Timberwolves beat the Warriors 108-83, the Lakers over the Bulls 129-118. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Jazz, the Kings will go against the Knicks. In California news, the CEO of a Los Angeles homeless services nonprofit, Abundant Blessings, is facing federal and state charges for fraud. Prosecutors say that 42-year-old Alexander Super used taxpayer money to fund his luxurious lifestyle, designer clothes, and lavish vacations. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted as charged. The Los Angeles branch of the New York Post has launched the California Post, a new tabloid newspaper that is aimed to be digital first. A print edition will also be available. This adds another print title under Rupert Murdoch. A mother was arrested in Fullerton after police were shown a video of a black SUV turning at an intersection when a small child suddenly falls outside the passenger side door after it opens. The SUV in the video immediately stops, with an adult woman exiting, running from the driver's side, and placing the toddler back inside the SUV before driving away. The suspect, 35-year-old Jacqueline Hernandez, was arrested for felony child abuse. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Between high prices, historically low cattle herd inventory, the threat of the New World screwworm, and other geopolitical pressures, the cattle industry is facing a perfect storm of volatility. University of Illinois Assistant Professor of Agriculture and Consumer Economics Brittany Goodrich shares insight on how producers can protect themselves in today's market.
One is really relevant to price risk in general. It's called livestock risk protection, and it's essentially a subsidized option. So it works directly off of futures markets, and it's really good for small producers who can't really afford to take part in futures markets because the contracts are just so big. This USDA program actually allows you to protect against that downward price risk in a subsidized way, and you can insure as few as one head of cattle if you would like. Another one to help on kind of the input and drought side is the pasture rangeland and forage rainfall index insurance program. This protects against lower than average rainfall, so pays an indemnity when you have these drought-like conditions.
Goodrich says these two tools can help producers protect themselves, noting that even with strong prices, the market can still see rapid volatility, especially with the cattle herd at historically low levels. I'm Lori Boyer with today's Line on Agriculture Report.
Heldenpohl Herefords is offering over 60 head of registered Hereford and Angus bulls in their upcoming Cattlemen's Choice sale on Monday, February 2nd. We are located northwest of Halliday, North Dakota, and are focused on raising cattle that are sound, functional, and built to perform in real ranch conditions. The sale will also feature registered bred Hereford heifers and F1 Black Baldy and Red Baldy open heifers. We invite you to join us on February 2nd at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the ranch and online at DV Auction. For more details, visit PeltonPoldHerefords.com or contact Craig at 701-260-0058.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa's status as the fourth most valuable field crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in the most farm safety net programs such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Munch said trade conflicts, especially with China, were partly to blame for low alfalfa prices as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census of agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and business. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-30s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, continuing into Friday, the weekend, and Monday. Sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Investors are looking at a fresh round of corporate earnings, and the Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow. General Motors shares opened up nearly 6%, though GM had expenses related to its electric vehicle pullback. Its quarter held up better than expected. It's buying back stock and is raising its dividend. United Health had a disappointing quarter and forecast for the year. Shares opened down 15%, dragging down the debt. Dow. Healthcare stocks are lower on concerns about reimbursement rates from the federal government. Boeing shares are up about 2%. Its quarter held up better than forecast. Shipping giant UPS is upbeat about this year after a better-than-expected quarter, though UPS says it plans to cut 30,000 positions through attrition and a voluntary separation program. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then, at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So, yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real New Year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blender's winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blender's and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blender's, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
for a good night's sleep tonight and every night. See Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And, of course, you can text that 75. Pretty easy. Get on in. You don't have to be leery of someone recognizing your voice if you text or email.
You've got a thing or two to learn about me, baby.
You know, Patti Loveless went to high school in Louisville at the same time I did. Had I known that, I might have transferred. Just kidding, to Lee and the boys listening back there in Louisville, where it's, 14 degrees, your high today, and then one overnight. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry has a wingding of a show, Dave Duringer. Estate planning for family protection and trust maintenance for family protection. Then your San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow talking about ICE protests and human trafficking month and how it relates to San Luis Obispo County. And also fraud scheme prevention and awareness form. It's coming up in January. So lots to talk about this afternoon. Do enjoy it all here on The Right Choice. Somebody sent me this in, and you can go online and get this. You can order or print out cards from redcardersorders.com that list your constitutional rights and be given to immigration officers. And it has your card. Do not open the door if an immigration agent is knocking. If you are inside of your house, show the card through the window or slide it under the door. Do not answer any questions from an immigration agent if they try to talk to you. You have the right to remain silent. Do not sign anything without first speaking to a lawyer, probably paid for by the taxpayers. You have the right to speak with a lawyer. And finally, if you are outside of your house, show this card to the agent. Ask the agent if you are free to leave, and if they say you can, leave calmly. All right, thank you for sending that in. Always appreciate it when we get those things. Let's see here. So much on the text. So much is going on tonight in Paso. Paso schools should be talking about ideas to prevent, I'll just say, boys and girls locker room. And, of course, we have the County Board of Supervisors. We'll see what takes place today with the probably anticipated hysteria coming forward. Okay, so we see violence taking place, but we're going to go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It's been a while. Hey, I got a good answer for that bad bunny. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you have a what for the bad bunny?
I got a good answer for that particular problem.
Okay.
I have a piece of property, and I have all kinds of animals, like bears, mountain lions, and, bobcats, all that good stuff. Anyway, I lost a couple of cats last year, so I'd rather bring the bunny out here, let him spend a little time out here, instead of losing my cats.
Well, Buddy's ain't going to make it with that many. You have any elk out there, by the way?
No, I'm towards the coast.
Okay, because elk are beautiful to when you see them, when you come up on them. It's pretty amazing. The bunny thing. So I'm just guessing that you probably don't watch halftime.
Not this one.
No?
No, I have watched, I watch them sometimes. They're entertaining. I did see the Janet Jackson one.
Okay, were you offended by it?
Heck no, I'm from Europe. They show everything on TV. Give me a break, Kevin. And besides that, you can drink there when you're 14, 15, 16 with permission from your parents. It's not a big deal.
You know, okay. Now, I have a question regarding that. Do you think it's better because at a younger age, kids learn how to handle alcohol as opposed to in the United States?
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're putting a restriction on it. As soon as you put a restriction on it, that makes it, you know, a dare thing. Oh, I got to have, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, that whole scenario of I will do it.
So when you were a kid and with mom and dad around, you were allowed to have a, you know, whatever it may be, a drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My sister actually had a tavern over there. You know, they had kids going in there. And if they were too young, that they were allowed to drink what's called a cold coffee that was consisted of beer and Coke, which actually didn't taste too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they weren't really not allowed to drink the straight stuff, but kind of, you know, diluted a little bit.
So then from where you were in Europe, what was the legal age where you didn't need your parents' permission?
Oh, I believe it's probably 18 now. You know, I haven't been there in, you know, since 80, so I need to go back.
But when you were growing up, what was the legal age? Uh-huh.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't really remember, because when we were kids, we used to go to like a kiosk or whatever, and we would buy beer for the parents or cigarettes. That's just, you just go buy it and you take it home, you know, not a big deal.
Okay, so yeah. Did you ever get drunk in front of your parents when you were younger?
Yeah, actually, you know, like New Year's, we're allowed to, you know, have a little drink. I got a little tipsy because I probably was like, you know, 13, 14 or whatever. You know, and they got a good laugh out of it because, you know, when the kids get a little bit of loopy, you know how kids are.
That sounds great. Okay, so, but so then it wasn't a, I can't wait till I'm a certain age so I can start doing this. Where, and even before that, most kids probably start before the legal age anyway.
Well, that's my point, you know, that, you know, they would do it no matter what. So might as well either just remove some of the restriction, you know. You don't want the young men go to war and, you know, not be able to have a drink. I mean, this is the craziest thing you ever heard.
Well, I would agree with that, but were, you know, again, I know this was a while ago and you were young, but were there any health concerns long term?
No. I mean, some of them. I mean, you know, they drink, well, it's Germany, so they drink a lot of beer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, they would come in, like, you know, on a Friday, Saturday night when my sister had a tavern. And then what they would do is they would come, like, early in the morning before noon, have a couple of, you know, shots, you know, a couple of beers to visit with, the ones that just saw the night before, go home, then come back in the afternoon, you know, and drink some more. You know, but with moderation on Sundays, you know, because most of them had to go to work the next day.
Of course. Now, is there a problem with alcohol abuse in Germany?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure. But, you know, to a certain extent, it probably is, you know.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, they got national health. So I don't know. So, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, what about, so nudity was fairly common on television where you're from?
Yeah. You could ask Doc. He was over there. He was in the same area where I actually was born and raised for a few years. I turned 15 before I came over here.
So was it nudity as far, was it sexual content or just casual nudity?
Well, at that time, it was probably just casual, you know, exposure and all that good stuff, you know. So Janet Jackson, it's nothing, you know.
Well, wait a minute. When you say exposure and good and all that good stuff, was it just...
In good taste, I mean, you know.
Oh, good taste and, nudity.
Yes, you know. It might have changed by now because I haven't been there in 45, 46 years.
Of course. okay. You know. So good taste nudity. All right.
There's nothing wrong with that, Kevin.
Well, maybe in the privacy of your own home, if that applies. I mean,
well, it's on TV.
Look, I don't take my shirt off when I go to the beach.
Oh, Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, some people, it's to save the crowd, I guess. But yeah.
You know what the problem probably is, Kevin? You probably flex too much. You get too much attention.
No, I think Catholics just have this thing about their body. That's why I always blame it on
me. You know what, Kevin? I'm Catholic raised too. And yeah, I was the same when I was real young. Not anymore.
Well, I do it because, well, one is I have a wetsuit on, so you don't, you know, obviously, but the other is for sun protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, when you're younger, you don't really care about those things. So, but that's it.
No.
All right. Well,
Hey, one other thing, Kevin.
Yeah.
I still got six cats, and they all got their B&Bs. I lock them up every night, but I still lost two of them just recently, and it breaks my heart.
So you have were they feral cats that you came across?
No. They're all fixed. All, like I said, I lock them up at night, you know. And one of them was disappeared. I don't know when. And the other one, I usually lock them up around about 6. And my wife made them nice meal. So she goes, oh, you better sit down and eat. You can go over there. And they have places that could go in. I got a window cracked. They can go into the place and they can get underneath there. It has a little opening. But anyway, so like I said, you know, you only can do so much. And after 46 years, Kevin, I lost count of how many I lost.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the information on nudity and drinking.
Yeah, it goes together well, doesn't it?
Well, they can end up in the same place, yes.
All right, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye. Chris.
Yes?
You may be afraid of this question.
Oh, boy.
When you run in the summer.
I don't.
Well, when it's hot, let's just put it that way.
Sure.
Do you always have a shirt on?
Usually.
Usually?
Yeah, I haven't encountered one yet where I don't have a shirt on.
Okay. But you don't run naked.
No, I don't.
Okay, it may hurt. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, there's a very important topic that's kind of been overlooked lately, and I'd like to get it back in the forefront, and that is this proposition to save Proposition 13.
Oh.
Property owners.
Yeah, you got that in the mail for the to sign your name on it, right?
I did. I got one of those in the mail, and so my wife and I signed it, and then I've just been passing it around to neighbors and said, hey, you guys want to sign this thing? And kind of the common response is, oh, I haven't heard much about that. And I think we need to hear more about that.
Yeah, I have that right by the phone in our kitchen to sign that, and you're right. When I saw it last week, I said, gosh, I never heard of this.
Yeah, that seems to be the common comment, I guess.
And the deadline to send it in is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it has to be this month. So what's today, the 27th?
Yeah.
So.
Now, what's that called so people maybe can go find it?
Okay, you can go on online save. Proposition 13 .com. Save Prop 13. They abbreviate the word there. SaveProp13.com.
Okay.
You can read all about it. You can download, you know, copies of the petition, you know, to get your family and friends and neighbors and whatever to sign it.
Yeah, but, from the little, when I looked at it the other day, it's simple.
Yeah, and it's so extremely important.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be in an entirely different world if Proposition 13 goes away.
Yep. Californians will be in trouble once again.
Yep. Big trouble.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that reminder or the heads up or both.
Okay. You're very welcome.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Bye. 238-577-5238-KPRL. All right. Prop 13, alcohol for youngsters and nudity. That's why it's called freedom of speech. By the way, I'm assuming that most people have mirrors in their house. Can you explain to me why, and this is primarily guys, that a guy over a certain age and he's got just lards hanging off his waist and so forth would go around either shirtless or with a shirt that pretty much exposes his upper body? There are shirts that can cover that stuff. Hi, good morning.
Good morning again, Kevin. I wanted to do a comment on the previous caller's comment about growing up in Europe. I spent my years 21 to 24 in Germany and all throughout Europe, and if you can get to the bar with your money, you got a drink. If you can reach the countertop.
Even if you had braces on?
I don't think it mattered. You know, and the thing about it was, and it was no longer a forbidden fruit kind of thing, and I don't think I saw as many people out of control drunk in Germany as I ever have seen here. I remember I went to three different Oktoberfests. You're drinking German beer 1 liter at a time. And I never saw a fight except a couple of GIs got angry and had a fist fight. The Germans just drink and they sing and they eat and they have fun and they dance. They're not like nasty drunks. I mean, there's exceptions, but it's just an interesting situation. Considering in Bavaria, one person in three works in a beer-related industry.
Well, I've always had a theory, because my brother and sister are older than me, and the drinking age was 18. And I forget when it changed, but it was different, because by then I'd moved to Kentucky, and it was different.
I remember the 18-year-old thing that was repealed because I guess the kids weren't able to handle it.
Well, that's where I'm getting at. And I have no, you know, really examples, but I always thought that from my experience that the people that grew up when it was 18 opposed to 21, they seemed to handle it better than those, you know, like an 18-year-old was handling it better than a 21-year-old who just starts to go nuts. You know, drinking.
Well, yeah, it's like you can't wait to finally get your first drink, and then you have to drink as much as you can and get sick and throw up, and it seems like it's a way of a passage of life here.
Although my assumption is that most people before they were 21 had it anyway.
Oh, I mean, I talk about a milestone as being your first legal drink.
I don't think I even remember that.
No, I do, because I went to a bar where I had been drinking for 3 years with my fake ID, and when I finally asked for my free drink on my 21st birthday, the guy looked at me and wanted to throw me out of the bar.
Now I do remember, and I don't know why I forgot it. My mom and dad let me have a keg party in the basement when I was 18 in Louisville.
There you go.
And, you know, we stayed there, and actually
mom... So when you were 18, it was still a legal age to drink.
You know, I don't remember, but I know my dad said, well, if you're 18 and can go fight for this country, you can have a beer at my house.
Interesting comment. You know, crazy Jesse Ventura, who was a SEAL at 18, spent 2 tours in Vietnam, and when he came back, why he wanted to go back to Vietnam after 2 tours. He says, because here in this country, I'm a minor, I can't even have a beer. Over there, I'm a full-grown adult and can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, that's been a topic of conversation for many years. All right, Doc, we're out again.
Right.
We're up against the time. Got to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting tonight. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, and at this point, due to increased reliability, maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting at 6 tonight in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting this afternoon regarding immigration and customs enforcement access to individuals. If you cannot attend the hearing in person, you can watch online. A large crowd is expected, and those who cannot find a seat in the boardroom can use the overflow rooms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A plea to anti-ICE protesters from the First Lady after the phone call between President Trump and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
They're working together to make it peaceful and without riots. I'm against the violence, so if you protest, protest in peace.
The First Lady on Fox says President Trump dispatches Border Czar Tom Homan to restore order in Minnesota ICE enforcement, sending Border Patrol's Greg Bovino back to California. Lingering ice from the storm leaves a 500,000 homes still without power in the Arctic freeze. From Texas to North Carolina, lineman Jeff Dotson.
It's been treacherous with the ice and the snow.
A quarter of Nashville customers still without power. Boston schools closed a second day under almost 2 feet of snow. Secretary Sean Duffy aiming for airports to get back to normal Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
For 28 years, Berlauger Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlauger if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlauger Excavation Facebook page.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating Air. Plenty of sunshine, mid-60s, mostly cloudy tonight. Oh, okay. Then cloudy after midnight, so watch it on the roads. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, and we'll have sunny skies for you Wednesday. High should be in the mid-60s as we head out to Thursday. High temperatures in the upper 60s, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7.07 a.m., 5.25 p.m. We are at 32. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. All right, if you want to have some fun and get some free music, it is all happening at Sculptera. They have this Friday, John Millsap, a guitarist and vocalist, and he does solo performances, a blend of soul, pop, hip-hop, and country. How about that? Again, it's all free at Sculptera, and it is between 12:30 and 3:30 on the back garden, a beautiful back garden there at Sculptera on Lene Road. You can go to sculptera.com. They have upcoming concerts. That'll all be on the page there, and check it out and make the arrangements. They also have one coming up on the 31st this Saturday, and some rhythm and blues and so forth and so on. Irene Cathaway, a jazz duo. All right, let's see here. Got to get this in because registration is still open for a spring adult basketball in Atascadero. The registration ends on March 2nd, and the games will run Sunday at Colony Park starting March 22nd and running through June 7th. With some dates off, but 7 regular season games and et cetera, et cetera. So get in shape, get signed up, and also there will be a team manager meeting next week, and, well, not next week. It's to be determined, rather. Okay? Maximum of 18 players, minimum of 10 players. Contact the City of Atascadero Community Services for information. All righty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Every day they've got lunch for you. Then on the weekends they have brunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL, time for birthdays and anniversaries, and the time is 5.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. Exceptional service. Put that in capital letters at affordable prices as well. All right, on this Tuesday, local celebrities, it is Melanie Kretzinger, Melissa Ramirez, we have Ray Harden, April Burnson, Anita Givens, Sarah Lynn Kamazoo, Anna Savala, close enough, Diane Paver, Christina Hamlin, Gary and Kathy Tucker, and Tom and Leah Scalise, Tony and Leah Scalise. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, we got... Oh, you heard of him. You've heard of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. 1756-1791. The writer and mathematician, Lewis Carroll, 1832-1898. Union leader, Samuel Gompers, 1850-1924. One of the great American composers, Jerome Kern, 1885-1945. Art Rooney, Pro Football Hall of Fame, founder of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 1901-1988. William Randolph Hearst, right in our backyard, 1908-1993. Junior, by the way. This guy was the band leader of the original Tonight Show, went into Johnny Carson for a couple of years. Had some major tax problems. Skitch Henderson, 1918-2005. Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame blues musician Elmore James, 1918-1963. Oh, man. My Auntie Mike. Donna Reed, 1921-1986. Sabu, the actor, 1924-1963. Another Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, kind of blues guy, Bobby Blue Bland, 1930-2013. Jerry Buss, owner of the Lakers, 1934-2013. Let me back up to a guy whose this group should have never existed, the Crew Cuts. Rudy McGarry, he was the singer of the group who had the nerve to take Earth Angel and Shaboom and redo them. Just, yeah. 1931-2004, Troy Donahue, 1936-2001. For those of you with hair products, name Paul Mitchell. Anyone? Anyone? Paul Mitchell, 1936-1989. Who else do we have? Oh, the Las Vegas guy, Steve Wynn, 1942. From Pink Floyd, Nick Mason, 1944. Mikhail Baryshnikov, the ballet dancer, 1948. Not a bad hoopster, Russell Lee, 1950. From Thin Lizzy, Brian Downey, 1951. From the Jay Giles Band, Seth Justman, 1951. Brian Gottfried, not a bad tennis player, 1952. John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, 1955. Mimi Rogers, the actress, 1956. Another actress, Susanna Thompson, 1958. Pretty good wide receiver out of Florida, where he started at the University of Florida as a quarterback, then went to wide receiver. He's with the Bengals, and you know him, Chris Collinsworth, 1959. Also, Brigitte Fonda, 1968. Not a bad hoopster out of UCLA. Played in the NBA for a little bit. Jack Haley, 1964. Oh, this guy is a good country singer. Yes, indeed. Tracy Lawrence, 1968. Real country stuff, by the way. And who else? Bryant Young, not a bad football player out of Notre Dame. Played with the Niners, 1972. And Bailey Zimmerman, another country singer. He was just at the fair. He was born in 2000. Passing away on this day, speaking of those shows, Jack Parr passed away in 2004. Andre the Giant, he died in 1993. My goodness. Also passing away on this day, Our Gang Director of Robert McGowan, 1955. Nellie Bly, 1922. James Audubon, the Society, he died in 1851. And boy, I'm way over. I am way over. And I think that is it. Jack Burns, Burns and Schreiber, they were funny, 2020. And Pete Seeger died in 2014. J.D. Salinger, 2010. John Updike, 2009. That's it. All right, I don't have time. Going to the top of the list today is what I call her, my Annie Mike. My mom had a friend, just a friend, but I always called her Annie Mike. And Donna Reed always reminded me of Annie Mike, so she goes to the top of the list. All right. Out of time, got another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.